about damn time.
On News Talk 1590 KVTA.
Day 24, we are News Talk 1590 KVTA. You know, we were talking about the education, the culture you get through a bookstore. And now we're going to go to Thousand Oaks for the absolute wonderful Thousand Civic Arts Plaza that has been there for many, many years. And on the air with us is Nikki Chopra Richardson. Nikki, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, friends. Thank you so much for having me this morning.
It's great to have you on, and I really thank my friend Keith for making the connection here, because he is a man of the arts, and we are all here to just have people go out and enjoy everything that's available in the community, you know, all of Ventura County. And the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza for many, many years now has been providing that for us and putting on just outstanding production. So if we could just start out from the top here, T.O. Arts, you know, what is T.O. Arts all about? What's the organization going to do? And how is it directly related to the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza?
Yeah, sure. So Thousand Oaks, T.O. Arts is actually short for Thousand Oaks Arts. It's a nonprofit fundraising organization that is a partner to the Bank of America Performing Arts Center at Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza. That's a mouthful, I know, but we are basically a presenting and fundraising partner. And what that means, and a lot of people don't realize this, but the Performing Arts Center is a first and foremost a rental venue, meaning anyone can rent the facility, you know, and we often do get companies renting it for all staff meetings or maybe a you know, film recording or like a film shooting rather, or productions or music or whatever. And so as a result, in that particular capacity, T.O. Arts also is a presenter of shows. So in essence, we actually, quote, rent the facility from the city, if you would, and present shows. So when you come to the Performing Arts Center and you watch, say, REO Speedwagon or Chicago or the National Geographic Speaker Series, anything that you see with the sign that says T.O. Arts Presents, like a round bug that says T.O. Arts Presents, that is something that we have presented. And usually they are world-class performances. These are the kind of performances that you would have to go into, you know, L.A. or other places to get, and you're getting them right here in your own backyard.
And they really are outstanding. And when you look at it from anywhere in Ventura County, even if you come out from beautiful Ojai out to Thousand Oaks, compare that drive to Los Angeles against the traffic and everything else, the parking situation, the availability of restaurants. You know, Thousand Oaks is really a wonderful place to go. And I'm glad you brought up the array of events that can happen there, because you brought up things like REO Speedwagon or Chicago. We also have plays there. I know there are some perhaps marquee events where you know, hey, that's a sellout. And then the others that might be a little more challenging to the audiences, like perhaps what would be classical music. How do you find and, you know, work that territory? It's an odd path to follow of having some great, you know, really important art there, but also having the things that are you know, just great and entertaining for the masses, because you do have to sell tickets.
Yes.
That's very, very important. So who is in charge of saying, okay, we've got 15 dates to fill, this is what we're going to do? Who is tasked with that at T.O. Arts?
Well, actually, so this is where it's a really interesting public-private partnership. So the Performing Arts Center is run by the City of Thousand Oaks and the staff of Thousand Oaks Cultural Affairs Department. Acting Executive Director, as well as the general manager, is Jonathan Surrett. And it's his job, along with the team, all of us, and I'm part of this team, where we kind of pick the types of shows that we want to present. However, you know, you talked about challenging maybe other types of performances aside from world-class headliners. So T.O. Arts takes the stand of just presenting bigger artists that ordinarily wouldn't otherwise be able to be presented to our community. Community theater, you know, we have, the Performing Arts Center has three resident companies, the Bank of America, New West Symphony, which is our symphonic group. We have Five Star Theatrical, which is our musical theater group. And then we have Pacific Festival Ballet, which is our ballet company. And these are three resident companies that each perform in these different art forms and, you know, have their own dedicated audiences. And then we have a lot of community theater groups that also use our facility on a regular basis, Village Voices Chorale, or, you know, smaller entities that have Snow Valley Youth Orchestra, another wonderful nonprofit organization that, you know, is training our next generation of musicians to perform and artists to be world-class musicians. So all of them are renters of the facility, and they all rent from the team at the Cultural Affairs Department. The TOR specifically is charged with sort of fundraising for theater operations. So our job is to provide support so that we can continue to maintain a world-class facility right in our backyard.
And one of the things that people also don't realize, let's say you brought in Hamilton. People have to look at how much does it cost to get the right set, how much does it cost to get the great actors, how much does it cost to bring these incredible productions. It can be rather expensive. So you not only need the price of the ticket, you also need the benefactors who will support the arts, along
Absolutely.
With the title sponsors. There's a lot going on around here. And since I've been in radio, I've been in the community since 1961. I've been in radio since 1979. And one of the things, I don't want to laugh at somebody when they say it, when they say, hey, how come there's not more to do? I always say, to have more to do, we really have to support it. Whether you become a member, whether you become a subscriber to the service and take in, you know, the whole array of Broadway shows. It's part of our responsibility as a community, both in business and as individuals, to support the arts that come to the area.
Absolutely. And the arts actually support the community in so many ways as well. You know, because we have a world-class facility right here, we are more attractive to employers from outside the area who want to perhaps settle in this area to be able to provide their employees with, you know, a culturally rich area, quite frankly. So I think it definitely has a big role to play in the economy, what we call the creative economy, because it contributes so much. I think there's a statistic that says the average theater goer, you know, will spend a lot more money than the average person when they come into a community. And when we put on headline performances, we do attract the regional audience, sometimes as far down from, you know, the LA area and all the way up to San Luis Obispo, depending on the artist. So all of those tourist dollars, if you will, people coming into the area to eat at our restaurant and, you know, spend their money in our community, that definitely helps the entire community.
And there's no doubt that a drive from even deep in the valley to Thousand Oaks is easier than a drive
Absolutely.
From the valley into L.A. So it's another
Absolutely.
High point for us. The arts, and T.O. Arts especially in particular, affecting and benefiting the Canaro Valley Unified School District. This is also a pretty big deal for the elementary and high school students.
Yes, this is actually a new initiative for us. So, you know, our main focus, like I said, is theater support. And also we support the community in a couple of different ways. We underwrite, we reduce the cost of rent for a series of nonprofit or performing arts groups. So they can, it's a kind of grant program that we all have called the Performing Arts Grant Program, where they receive theater credits against their rental bill so that they can, you know, so that we're reducing the cost for their performing there. So that's one of our programs. The other one, which we were doing and we've been doing for over 20 years, is the Kids in the Arts program, which brings students from all over Ventura County, primarily Title I schools, at no cost. So we pay for the tickets and we pay for the transportation and we bring them to the theater to see live theater. And many times these kids have never experienced that. This is the first time that they're actually, you know, coming into a live production. Of course, since March, we haven't been able to do that. But already in the works, even prior to March, we had been in conversation with the Canaro Valley School District to basically challenge them in a sense, you know, that if we were to fund it, you know, can you put arts education into your elementary school? Because we noticed that, you know, most of the schools and certainly the high school districts do a really good job of arts education. They have a presence. And middle schools also tend to do okay, but it's the elementary school kids, the ones who are starting out, who, you know, that they get short shrift. They don't have a consistent presence of the arts in their curriculum. And so we're sort of taking this on as we're tackling this challenge, if you will. And, you know, so we launched a program called Access Arts, and it's our newest initiative that launched just like basically last month, where this year we're partnering with the school district. And because they're doing it in this hybrid model, we're not sure when the kids are going back to school, we opted to do an online virtual component. So for 8 months, weekly lessons, weekly art lessons are being provided to over 6,700 elementary school-age kids in the Kaneo Valley School District.
And it is important for STEM to become STEAM. We know about science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, but we got to get the A in there for arts, too. Absolutely. Really important that we get this going. If somebody wants to help out, if they want to see what they can do to support the program, how do they reach out to you?
Well, toarts.org, our website. Basically, there's a way to get in touch with us with that, you know, from there. My email address is just simply my first name, Mickey, N-I-K-I, at toarts.org. I'm happy to take, you know, talk to anybody about the ways. But yes, absolutely. If we don't support and educate our youngest generation in the performing arts or in the arts in general, it's not just the performing arts, it's visual arts as well. And we're trying to abide by the VAPA standards, the visual and performing arts standards. And, you know, we really want to encourage that the elementary school age kids to be educated, because then you're developing the next generation of people who have a passion and appreciation for the arts and culture.
And on the air with us this morning is the Director of Development at TO Arts. It is Nikki Chopra Richardson. Thank you so much for coming on air with us here at KVTA, and we look forward to supporting the program and keeping the arts fulfilled, from classical music to great productions to the local theaters, everybody getting involved. Thank you so much for coming on with us this morning. We really
do
appreciate
it. My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate your time.
Thank you. And we are here at 8:35 on News Talk 1590 KVTA.